industry-wide, utilities are facing challenges to do three primary things: provide the lowest cost, most reliable, and environmentally conscious electricity to its customers. A lot of times, these goals can conflict with one another. Many factors need to be considered to do what's best for the environment as well as the economy. Regulation is a large part of this. As recently as June 2nd of this year, the Supreme Court reversed an earlier decision allowing the EPA to regulate and reduce carbon dioxide emissions from existing fossil fuel power plants. Now, MEAN is situated in the Midwest, and like lots of Midwest utilities, it gets a primary portion of its generation or fuel from the Powder River Basin in Wyoming. And that's why this region has enjoyed some of the cheapest electric rates in the world, especially Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, and the Dakotas.
And when you say fuel, you mean coal.
Right. Now, there's other resources. There's nuclear in this region, hydro, renewables, natural gas, but coal is a big part of the Midwest.
And so tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the rate increase now.
The current rate increase for this year was 12.8%. It was a large increase, and it was cost impacts from a lot of regulation, not only on the generation side, where MEAN had to invest in a new power plant that has all the environmental controls on it and takes partnerships in other power plants that have all the environmental controls on it. So while some fossil fuel power plants in the region have to consider either shutting down or enormous capital contributions, sometimes in the billions of dollars, MEAN is situated well by taking a lot of these costs already. So this 12.8%, part of that reason is for these environmental controls to deal with this regulation. There's also a lot of regulation playing out in the transmission industry. Transmission, or the delivery of electricity generation resources to load centers, is going through a major overhaul.
Is this the biggest rate increase you guys have had in the last several years?
Yes. Looking back, this is the largest rate increase. A lot of it's driven by debt and financial obligations we have for some of our new facilities. And, MEAN has not changed its rates much. From the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, rates stayed very stable, almost consistent throughout that period. But with the added regulation of the transmission industry, the heavy legislation and regulation from the environmental standpoint on the generation side, as well as some impacts that are a little outside of just the regional section. If you look at globally, China has tripled its coal production and output over the last 10 years. Places like Indonesia and Brazil and Vietnam are building out their systems, which drives up the cost of things like concrete and oil, steel, aluminum. Lots of commodities have big cost pressures. So as we invest in our system as a country, those costs are going up. We enjoyed economies of scale for a long time. The industry did, and had stable prices for a long time. But now we have a system that's aging, and we have to reinvest in it, and we have to do it with environmental stewardship in mind as well.
Your organization is having to increase rates for nearly everyone that you sell to, right? Not just Glenwood Springs?
Absolutely. Glenwood Springs is part of a network, is part of that system across Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Colorado. So they pay the same rates as everyone else in that system. Now, they're on a shorter-term contract, so they are 5% more than the long-term contracts, but essentially throughout the entire system, everybody pays the same rates.
Could these increases continue?
The short answer is yes. The cost pressures are not going away. I do feel we've kind of seen the most of it in the short term. There are expected increases in the future, but all indications at this time show that they will be substantially less than the rate increase that was enacted in 2014.
What would happen if MEAN were not to increase the rates and just eat the cost of the new coal power plant, for example? Why not do that and preserve the rates that are there now? What would the consequences be?
That's a great question, and I wish I could tell them that that was possible. But again, we are a public power utility, which means there all the risks and benefits are shared with the members. There's no private interests to reduce. There's no private interests to answer to or pay. So this really becomes a financial issue where in the industry, when you look at the capital intensive requirements of major debt obligations to build power plants, the financial rating agencies and the financial municipal bond markets really dictate how you run your system financially. So they would not allow us, if you will, to eat these costs because we have obligations to pay our debts and to maintain sufficient cash reserves to run our system. So it really becomes a bigger picture than just mean. But what I can assure is there is no money going towards profit or private interests. It's more facing the costs of these power plants, which the members themselves own, in a sense. They're owners of our organization. They sit on the board and they represent and own the organization. So it's more of a financial picture of making sure we maintain our debt obligations.
Well, Andrew Ross, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Well, thank you for having me.